Steve Black, what do you think is the most important issue in this riding and why?
I think the most important riding or issue in this riding that we're hearing from the people is about the overall direction of the country as a whole, and who is the right leader and who is best to deal with this moment in time for Canada. There's a very stark difference, in my opinion, in what we're hearing at the doors between the conservative leader and the conservative view for Canada and what is best, and the Liberal Party and our platform and Mark Carney and his experience in education. And I think when you look at what we're dealing with Canada and the United States and the economy and the economic trade war and our sovereignty, we're hearing it at the doors that people believe that Mark Carney has the right education, the right experience to best navigate this election and best stand up to Donald Trump and strengthen the Canadian economy. Obviously, that involves dealing with the current pressures and standing up to Donald Trump, but also strengthening our internal economy. And we've been doing some great work through the Prime Minister with the premiers on discussing, you know, the need to break down interprovincial trade barriers. He's been doing some great work at building new trade partnerships and reaching out to, you know, leadership in various countries around the world to try and develop new trade relationships to become less reliant on the United States and strengthen our Canadian economy and give our country and our businesses more options for their products and services around the world. And I think that's critical given where the relationship with the United States has turned with this recent election in the United States as well. So for me, by far the economy and jobs and protection of our country and standing up to Donald Trump has been the forefront of resident conversations we've heard over the last month knocking on doors.
Why should someone vote for you?
I think there's a combination of reasons there. I've always, you know, through my municipal experience and my time on city council and time as mayor of the city of Timmins, I've had a deep understanding of what the issues in our communities are. I've worked with both provincial and federal level of governments to advocate on behalf of our communities to address those issues. But again, it's at the end of the day, it comes down to platforms. And the platform that we represent and I represent and the Liberal Party represents versus what is the other option in terms of forming government. I know there's multiple parties running in this election, but in terms of where things stand now and the likelihood of options of forming government, it appears to be down to ourselves and the Liberals versus the Conservatives. And when you compare the platforms and the major issues that are addressed in our platform through affordable housing and the Build Canada Homes plan that Mark Carney has rolled out, which really differs from the Conservative plan on housing, which is let the market take care of itself. We have seen what the market will provide in housing in Northern Ontario and our riding over the past decades, whether it was, you know, Liberal governments, Conservative governments, or we understand the challenges of construction in Northern Ontario. The cost of construction is twice as much as what it is in Southern Ontario. The houses sell for, you know, less than Southern Ontario. So when you're trying to attract major developers, it's a challenge. And if you're going to develop affordable housing, which is really the cusp of this issue and platform and the difference between the two platforms, you need some government intervention and some government stimulus to support that. We have a 2,000 person wait list in our Cochrane district alone for affordable housing, and that will not be addressed in the Conservative plan. And Mark Carney has rolled out a bold, ambitious housing plan to address that. When you look at investments like infrastructure and healthcare and mental health care and support for communities, I remember reading an article from the Orillia local news where Pierre Polyev was going off on municipalities and how they're all flush with cash and we should be cutting, you know, the contributions to municipalities. And it was a pretty concerning article to hear from a potential prime minister. And, you know, I've talked to mayors and councillors across our riding who say, you know, has this man ever sat down and talked with a municipal councillor anywhere or a municipal mayor anywhere to understand the infrastructure and financial challenges that communities face? So I think having a government that is committed to working with all levels of Parliament from province to municipal is important, and supporting the infrastructure needs across our country. And I'm very happy with our platform in that area, from community infrastructure to healthcare infrastructure to hospitals, clinics, and the full gamut of infrastructure needs in our Indigenous communities as well.